Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 29th of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, remembrance begets remembrance. The father also experiences the pull of the children who remember him with love. Question. What are the signs of your stage becoming mature? What effort must you make to reach that stage? Answer. When you children reach your mature stage, all your physical organs will become calm. You won't perform any wrong deeds with your physical organs. Your stage will become unshakable and immovable. By having an unshakable stage at this present time, your physical organs will be controlled for 21 births. In order to reach this stage, check yourselves. By noting it down, you will be cautious. Only with the power of yoga can you control your physical organs. Yoga alone will make your stage mature. Om Shanti. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. All of you children stay on this pilgrimage of remembrance. It is just you children who are close by here. Just as wherever the children are, they remember the Father, and so he automatically comes close. In the same way, as some stars are very close to the moon, they sparkle very brightly. Some are close and others are far away. You can see that a particular star is sparkling very brightly because it is very close, and that another one is not sparkling at all. You are also praised. You are the stars of knowledge and yoga. You children have found the sun of knowledge. The father only remembers the serviceable children. The father is the almighty authority. When you remember that father, that remembrance begets remembrance. Wherever there are such serviceable children, the Father, the Son of Knowledge, remembers them. You children also remember him. The Father doesn't remember the children who don't remember him. The Father's remembrance doesn't reach them. Remembrance definitely begets remembrance. You children also have to remember Baba. Some children ask, Baba, do you remember me? The father says, why not? Why would the father not remember you in this way? Those who are very pure and have a lot of love for the father also pull him in that way. Each one of you can ask yourself, to what extent do I remember Baba? By staying in remembrance of the One, you will forget this old world. You remember the Father and then go and meet him. The time to meet him has now come. The Father has also explained the secrets of the drama to you. The Father comes and makes you children his spiritual children. He teaches you how to become pure from impure. The Father is only one, and everyone remembers him. However, everyone receives that remembrance number-wise according to their own efforts. The more you remember him, the more it is as though Baba is standing in front of you. This is how you will reach your Karmateet stage. The more you remember Baba, the less mischief your physical organs will cause. When your physical organs cause mischief, that is called maya. No bad deeds must be performed with your physical organs. Here you have to conquer your physical organs with the power of yoga. Those people control their organs with drugs. Children ask, "Baba, why can I not control these organs?" The father says, "The more you remember Baba, the more your physical organs will be controlled." This is called the Karmateet stage. This can only be achieved by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is why the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is remembered. Only God can teach that. God teaches his children. You have to make effort to conquer those vicious physical organs with the power of yoga. You will become perfect by the end. When you reach your stage of maturity, none of your physical organs will cause mischief. By your ending all mischief now, none of your physical organs will then deceive you for 21 births. Your physical organs are then controlled for 21 births. The main thing is lust. By having remembrance, your physical organs will be controlled. By controlling your physical organs now, you will receive a prize for half a cycle. If you are unable to control them, sins still remain. Your sins will continue to be cut away with the power of yoga. You will continue to become pure. This is the number one subject. You call out to the Father in order to become pure from impure. So the Father himself comes and purifies you. The Father alone is knowledgeful. The Father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father." This too is knowledge. One is the knowledge of yoga, and the other is the knowledge of the cycle of 84. There are two types of this knowledge, and the subject of divine virtues is automatically merged in those. You children know that you are changing from human beings into deities, and so you definitely have to imbibe divine virtues. You have to check yourselves. By noting that down, each of you will remain cautious with yourself. By checking yourself, you won't make any mistakes. The Father himself says, "Constantly remember me alone." You called out to me because you knew that Baba was the purifier. Only when he comes does he give you these directions. You souls now have to put these directions into practice. You play your parts through those bodies. So the Father definitely has to enter this one. These are very wonderful things. The picture of the Trimurti is so clear. Brahma does tapasya and becomes that. Then, after 84 births, he becomes this. You should also keep this in your intellects. We Brahmins were deities, and we then went around the cycle of 84 births. We have now come here to become deities once again. When the deity dynasty comes to an end, they are remembered on the path of devotion with a lot of love. The Father is now showing you the way to attain that status. Remembrance should also be very easy. You just need a golden vessel. The more effort you make, the more points will emerge. The more effort you make, the more points will emerge. You will also continue to speak this knowledge very well. You will feel as though Baba has entered you and is giving this knowledge. Baba also helps a great deal. You also have to benefit others. That too is fixed in the drama. 1 second cannot be the same as another. Time continues to pass. How have so many years, so many months gone by? Time has continued to pass from the beginning. This second will then repeat after 5,000 years. This too has to be understood well. You also have to remember the Father through which your sins can be absolved. There is no other way. Whatever you have been doing for all of that time, it was devotion. People say, God will give the fruit of devotion. What fruit will he give? When and how will he give that? They don't know at all. When the Father comes to give the fruit, the one who gives and those who receive come together. That part of the drama continues to move forward. This is your final life of the whole drama. It is possible that some would even shed his or her body. If they have to play other parts, they can also take birth. Those who have many karmic accounts would take another birth. Those who have committed many sins will repeatedly continue to take birth, one after another after another. He would enter a womb, experience sorrow, then shed that body and take another body. This is the condition people have when they sacrifice themselves at Kashi. There are many sins on their heads and they have no power of yoga. To sacrifice yourself at Kashi is to commit suicide of the body. The soul understands that he is committing suicide. You say, Baba, when you come, I will sacrifice myself to you. However, people sacrifice themselves on the path of devotion. That is devotion. Whatever you do, donations, charity, pilgrimages, etc., who is that exchange with? With sinful souls. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The Father says, any exchange you have should be with caution. If something is used for anything wrong, then that will be accumulated on your head. You have to make donations and perform charity with great caution. Donations of food and clothes are made to the poor. Nowadays they build dharamshalas and donate things to people there. Wealthy ones have huge palaces. For the poor there are huts. They live beside dirty canals. That dirt is used to make fertilizer, which is then sold and used on the fields, etc. In the golden age there won't be fields with such rubbish. There will be fresh soil there. Its very name is paradise. The names of the different gems have been remembered. Some do so much service and others do little service. Some say, I cannot do service. All are Baba's jewels, but in that too they are number-wise according to their efforts, and they will then be worshipped. It is the deities who are worshipped. On the path of devotion there are many types of worship. All of that is fixed in the drama, and you enjoy yourselves on seeing it. We are actors. You receive this knowledge at this time. You are very happy. You know that there is also the part of devotion. Even in devotion, people become very happy. Their guru would ask them to turn the beads of a rosary, and they would continue to do that in great happiness without any understanding. Shiva is incorporeal. Why do people offer him milk and water, etc.? They offer bhog to the idols, but those idols don't eat anything. There is so much expansion on the path of devotion. Devotion is the tree, whereas this knowledge is the seed. No one except you children knows the Creator or the creation. Some children even sacrifice their bones in doing service for this. Some tell you that this is your imagination. Ah, but this is the repetition of the history and geography of the world. Imagination cannot repeat. This is knowledge. These are new things for the new world. God speaks. God is new, and his elevated versions are also new. Those people say that God Krishna speaks, whereas you say that God Shiva speaks. Each one says his own thing. No two things are the same. This is a study. You study at school, where there is no question of imagination. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, knowledgeful. Rishis and Munis say that they don't know the Creator or creation. So how can they receive this knowledge from anywhere, since even those of the original eternal deity religion do not know it? Those who knew it then attained a status. The Father comes and explains when the confluence age comes. New ones become confused by these things. They say, is it just the few of you who are right and everyone else is wrong? You explain that they have falsified the Gita. That is the mother and father. All the rest are its creation. You cannot receive the inheritance through them. There cannot be knowledge of the Creator or creation in the Vedas or scriptures. First of all, tell us which religion was established through the Vedas. There are four main religions, and each religion only has one religious scripture. The Father is establishing the Brahmin clan. Brahmins then claim their status in the sun and moon dynasties. The Father comes and explains to you personally through this chariot. Since the soul is incorporeal, a chariot is definitely needed. He takes a corporeal body. If people don't know what a soul is, how would they know the Father? Only the Father tells you what is right. Everything else that others tell you is unrighteous, and there is no benefit in it. They don't know anything about the ones whose rosary of beads they turn. They don't even know the Father. The Father himself comes and gives his own introduction. There is salvation through this knowledge. For half a cycle there is knowledge, and for half a cycle there is devotion. Devotion begins with the kingdom of Ravan. You continued to come down the ladder through devotion and became Tamopradhan. People don't know the occupation of anyone. They worship God so much, but they don't know anything at all. So the Father explains, in order to claim such a high status, you have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. This requires effort. If someone has a gross intellect, he can remember with a gross intellect, but he should only remember the one. You sing, Baba, when you come, I will connect my intellect in yoga to you alone. The Father has now come. Whom have all of you come to meet? The one who gives the donation of life and who takes souls to the land of immortality. The Father has explained that he enables you to gain victory over death. I take you to the land of immortality. They show God telling Parvati the story of immortality. The Lord of immortality is only the one. He would not sit in the Himalayas and tell you a story. Everything of the path of devotion seems like a wonder. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Become a conqueror of your physical organs with the power of yoga, and become completely pure. In order to attain that stage, continue to check yourself. 2. Keep it constantly in your intellects that you were Brahmins who became deities. You have now come here to become deities again. This is why you have to understand about sin and charity, and be very cautious whenever you have an exchange with others. Blessing. May you be true servers who open the curtains of revelation by enabling all the authorities of all fields to become cooperative. The curtains of revelation will open when those of all the authorities come together and say that here there is only one authority of God. It is the most elevated authority, the godly authority, the authority of spirituality. Let everyone come together on one stage and have a Sneh Milan, a gathering of love. For this, tie everyone with a thread of love to bring them closer and enable them to become cooperative. This love will become a magnet that draws all of them together to the one place on the Father's stage. So now become such instruments and do the service in your hero parts of the final revelation, and you will then be said to be true servers. Slogan: to receive everyone's blessings from the service you do is a lift to move higher. Om Shanti.